Can you imagine if the world was right again, where you just have the F slur on one of these buttons and just hit it like the whole time? Can you imagine that if we could just say whatever we wanted?
It wasn't even that long ago. Somebody posted a screenshot from a Breaking Bad episode from season one.
Yeah.
Where, what do you call it? What's the main junkie kid, Aaron Paul?
Shalomas?
Where Jesse just goes to Walt and he's like, well, if you want to look like an F slur, like telling him what he's wearing is a little,
is
gay, a little fruity. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you could just say that on TV.
What would they say now? They'd have to replace that dialogue.
No, couldn't even insinuate that there was something wrong with
that. What, do you want to look like a Trump supporter, Mr. White?
Mr. White. What are you, a MAGA guy, Mr.
What,
White?
Are you an incel guy over there, Mr. White? Oh.
He just straight up calls him an F-slur. No one blinks an eye. And he does kind of look like an F-slur in that stupid jacket.
The guy who said the F, and it's like, we've got to get together and take this guy down. He says it all day, every day.
How do we turn back the clock? How do we reclaim any of this? We can't.
There's going to be more things are taken away. Okay, are we doing the bonus episode now? I'm out of sorts because I'm usually drunk during the bonus episode.
I know. I sprung this on Dick. I said, why don't we, instead of doing the episode and then it's late and we're all tired, then we do the bonus episode.
Well, I'm drunk, so I'm never tired.
Okay.
That's the issue.
Usually when we do the bonus episode, I'm all exhausted from doing the main episode. I said, why don't we knock it out earlier in the day? And I think it'll work.
So I've never, a plan where something is knocked out, yeah. It's never worked out well for me.
I think this is going to work swimmingly.
Okay, should we just start the show then?
Yeah, let's just do it.
Let's start it at an appropriate volume.
Yeah, buddy! Welcome to the only show that grabs your brother, rips off his arms, and swings him against the fucking brick building until he's dead!
Wow!
I'm gonna kill everyone you've ever loved here on the biggest in the universe! Your mother's dead, your father's dead, your sister's raped like a dirty whore!
Oh.
Here with Dick Masterson.
Wow! We can't say that on Patreon that your sister was raped? How old was she?
Well, she was about
18, I hope.
Yes, clearly.
Oh, thank God.
We raped her with comedy, and so we do here on The Biggest Problem in the Universe.
That's what she gets for not wearing the hijab! See, we are releasing these in opposite order,
yes.
So now I have to remember the jokes I made, like Bill and Ted, and then I have to go back and talk about them during the show.
Dick was all worried before the show. He's like, I have to make callbacks
to a
show we haven't done yet.
I gotta write these down.
I feel like people can just watch the episodes
goddamn cat.
In any order, and they'll find the references.
People freak out. They start freaking out. They're like, continuity.
How come about the bonus episode? They weren't talking about what happened in the previous.
They'll figure it out. It's gonna be fine.
I've been doing this for longer than you, okay? They do not figure it out ever. They cannot figure it out.
The bonus episode did not have enough callbacks, and that is the biggest problem in the universe.
People say, it sounds like you recorded them out of order. What, did you record different reactions for who won and stuff like that? Okay.
Well, Dick, hold on. I want to announce what the theme of the... Should I announce the theme now?
Yes.
This is the biggest problem in the universe fast food edition, or as I'm calling it, biggest problem in the universe supersized... Where everyone
veto edition.
The old veto edition where everyone complains.
Problems.
Every week I get, is Vito going to bring in another stupid food problem? That fat piece of shit. So this will be the show where we knock out a number of food problems I don't have to put them on the main show.
And if you lose this one, then you have to take the bike that I offered you and ride it.
I want to take the bike. This has become another whole thing. I want the bike. I literally was limping out of your house the other day. I was not prepared to put a bike in my trunk. All right, but now I will take the bike. I'll take
more excuses.
It's not an excuse.
You see all the excuses that you had that somebody cataloged on Reddit.
Because you wouldn't move the topic along.
Me? It's my fault.
All of those excuses.
You couldn't even move a topic along. You're so lazy.
All of those excuses are basically the same excuse, which is that I'm very excited to start my weight loss journey. There's just a couple things that I need to knock out of the way.
Don't call it a journey.
It's a journey. It's an adventure.
Now I can't talk about this on the main show. I have to wait a whole week to make fun of you for that.
You're going to make fun of me for it anyway for the rest of the time, so who cares? It's going to keep coming up.
So I have to say on the main show, I have to say only homosexuals say things like weight loss journeys.
There you go.
And then you say it here, and I go, whoa, you said it! Okay?
He's
I'm trying to hide traps.
Literally making notes to try and connect the main episode. episode.
I've always wanted to do
to the bonus episode. This is like a time travel adventure for you.
So meta.
All right. What do you got for me, Dick?
Last bonus episode. Biggest problem in it. Back to school edition.
Yes.
Biggest problem, women running education. Wow, can't believe.
Women problem takes it away again.
Can't believe that. Big
what
old
a shocker.
Big score for me.
Yeah, yeah.
No hot girls in your class and school starts too early. We're tied.
Wow. Is that the first tie we've ever had on the show?
Who knows? The voting system's garbage, so.
Well, that is very interesting. I'll take a tie. I'll take a congratulatory second place.
And then it was back in school nightmares, which is...
should be higher.
That should
There's
be
There's so many great comments from people sharing their own back to school nightmares.
Yeah.
And also just relating to... I went back and re-listened to the episode and the part where I'm just reliving my nightmares of like, why are you naked? What are you doing? Where are your fucking teeth? It's just like, yeah, it is horrifying, all those dreams that you have, and also hilarious. So I was glad I could at least share that experience with some of our
I'm gonna
listeners.
Try to fuck one of my teachers next time I have one of those dreams.
Yeah.
You ever hear these people that are all into like lucid dreaming?
I've tried lucid dreaming.
I hate them so much. Yeah. I'm like, I fucking don't believe you, man. I think you're just sitting around thinking. That's
right.
What you're doing.
Right. It doesn't like really count.
This isn't lucid dreaming. Like, oh yeah, I'm fucking flying around in my brain. Like, no, you're just thinking.
You ever have a dream though where you're like fucking somebody like really good and then you wake up with a big old boner? And you're like, oh, no wonder, because I had this dream and I was like,
with a boner every day. What do you mean?
I wake up with a boner every day.
Oh, I do.
I remember I was like, man, this is the best sex I've ever had.
And it sounds like,
but I can't come.
Yeah.
And then I woke up with this big boner. And I'm like,
cum shooting all over the place.
No, but like I then had to like. I kind of like wanted to rouse myself back just to.
You wanted to go to sleep again so you could have sex.
Yeah, except with like, I don't know, like a sock over it to protect myself. I don't know. It was literally like the dream sex was like incredible.
You sleep with a sock
no,
on your dick
saying,
so that you can fuck a sock
situation,
in your sleep?
In that situation, I considered, I'm like, what if I, because I don't want to bust all over my bed.
Why not? I do.
But the, oh,
like
God.
A fire hose in there. Don't go near my bed.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I don't even try to get it on anything.
Oh God!
It's like one of those yard things with the wacky wiggling hose things.
Sure, your girlfriend loves that.
She's doing it. Who do you think's fucking wiggling
she's,
it around
she's wiggling
me?
It
I'm
on.
Tired
for funsies. Point is, the dream sex was so good, I thought about going back to bed and trying to finish the deed, but...
And then you couldn't?
And I couldn't.
I remember a sex dream I had where I tried to do the same thing, and I still think about it, like, every time I go to sleep.
Really?
Like, maybe that one. Maybe this will be
maybe
the time.
I'll be back with Laura Croft in the boob dungeon.
It really is... It is bullshit that we have no... Whatever, I don't want to talk about dreams anymore. Everyone hates those. Okay.
All right.
So we had a lot of... We had a lot of suggestions for this show.
Oh, good. That's
all of
what
them
I love.
Were bad.
I love suggestions.
Well, I threw it out there, the fast food.
Oh, suggestions specifically for fast food problems?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did anybody give any like truly terrible ones?
Yes.
All right.
It's my turn first, right?
Yes.
So here's my first problem. Supersize edition or whatever. Let me stop this. It's fast food. I don't want to say, I don't know if it's fast food truthers is the name.
Okay.
But here's the one guy that threw it out there. He said, In-N-Out burger worship. It's not that great. And even as it's being said, I'm like, oh God, I instantly knew, like love at first sight, except it's, I hate this more than anything else.
Yeah.
When it comes to fast food, is people who want to let you know that such and such fast food is overrated. Like, you are going to make a, it's like,
right.
You're, like, oh.
So was
if
his
you
problem.
It, don't worry. Yeah. It's overrated. Like, well, you know, I mean, you kind of, it's kind of presumptuous of you to tell me that how high I was rating it. Cause I'm pretty sure I know how to rate fast foods
right.
Among other fast food. Like, you don't have more experience with fast food than me. In fact, you have less cause you're younger than me. So unless statistically, like you ate it every day, which I did cause I was born in 1980. So nobody ate more fast food than me. Okay. Of my year. Don't tell me that I think one restaurant is like too good, like I'm too good. You're kind of saying that you're better than me.
Yeah. This is the so the problem is not that a certain burger is overrated. It's
people
the constant need for people to discuss
to correct the record.
Correct the record.
Yeah.
This is like the people who feel the need to tell you that Die Hard is actually a Christmas movie.
Yes.
You know, it's just like, yeah, I know. I know In-N-Out is not that good. Yeah.
In-N-Out's overrated.
It's very important.
Like, I don't know if it is overrated, man. Like, what do you mean? Is it, should I not ever eat? How much is overrated? Because I'm probably going to eat there like 100 more times or maybe 200 or 300 times before I'm dead. So what, should I cut that number in half? Am I talking about it too much? Am I enjoying it?
In relation to what? In what regard?
It took me 30 minutes to get. It cost me $12. Yeah. And it made me feel good. It made me feel a little bit good.
Mm. It was tasty.
Is that your problem? That I felt good about something for once?
Well, the amount that which you felt good might be disproportionate to the experience that was actually offered.
Yeah, so I went through. I just searched Five Guys overrated.
Mm.
And it is
20 million results.
An autism factory. It's a spaghetti factory. Here it comes. As a Texan, Whataburger is great. In-N-Out is overrated as fuck.
Yeah.
Overrated as fuck. It's like a combination of console fanboys.
This is kind of like burger tribalism is kind of the problem.
There you go.
Burger. Is that people seem to think that because they prefer one type of burger that they need to shit on other types of burger, even though, what are you talking about?
A
difference of the meat's a little nicer. The bun has sesame seeds at this one place.
I don't understand.
Like, yeah, some burgers are better, but why are you so emotionally invested?
I've never met someone who is even close to necessitating this sort of a backlash of to tamper their enthusiasm. You know, I'm like In-N-Out, awesome. Let's go eat. I've never seen the guy who's like, oh yes, today's In-N-Out day. Yes, yes, it's the best thing ever. You've got to go to In-N-Out. You're in here. You're in town for 20 minutes. You have to go to In-N-Out. I don't care that you just ate lunch. Go to In-N-Out right now. It's the greatest thing you'll ever have in your fucking life.
Yeah,
that guy would necessitate it's overrated.
And you tell that guy, oh, actually, the line was too long, so we went to Shake Shack. And he goes, what the fuck? Why?
Shake Shack is overrated.
Know anything about it? The burgers aren't even fresh and the ingredients are, yeah. Complete nonsense.
Five Guys is awesome, but expensive. Never had Culver's or Shake Shack since there's not one near me. He's got a whole rating system.
People used to define their lives by, like, you know, maybe great wonders they'd seen, you know. Places they've visited. Now it's, you know, I haven't had a Whataburger, but I have had a Culver's. The Shake Shack's a little better. This is
Five Guys is overrated. Don't even waste your time. Look, I'm doing you a favor.
And you go, have you ever seen the splendor of the Grand Canyon? And they go, what is that? I have no time for that.
It's like boomer tier shit.
Ranking burgers.
It's like boomer tier shit has infected Gen X and millennials with this, like, I got a hot tip for you. That's like the boomer information economy of, hey, let me give you the secrets to what you should be doing when you go to Hawaii. Like, no, I'm going to go on the internet where, like, the secrets are up and they're rated. I don't need any information from you. Like, well, I know the insides, right? I know the insides. Like, you've been there once. Don't try to give me that.
Yeah.
This is the equivalent of that, but in an age of, I know it's not overrated. It's exactly as rated as it should be.
Well, I'm gonna posit this. Now, a lot of the problems we have in society is kind of related to the death of religious identity. People used to identify, you know, as, you wouldn't just be like, yeah, I'm Jewish, I'm Christian. Like, yeah, that was a core part of your identity. I'm a Christian. I go to church every Sunday.
Yeah.
I only hang out with other Christians. I only vote for Christian candidates.
Okay.
That's all kind of gone by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
We've now replaced it with all these new forms of tribalism, primarily being politics, right versus left.
Okay.
But also dumb bullshit.
Well, right versus evil.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you want to say. See, it's a religion for you. And we also, the console wars. Ooh, I'm a Sony guy. I'm an Xbox guy.
Yeah, but you're stuck with a console for 5 years. So I get it.
I'm saying that maybe that is more reasonable, but then it all kind of trickles down into tribalism infecting every part of your identity to the point where you identify yourself not as a human being, but you identify yourself as a purchaser of cheeseburgers. Yes. Where which cheeseburger you choose is not just, oh, I kind of like this one. It is part of your core consumer identity.
Yes, your consumer identity.
Yeah, are you a Star Wars guy or a Star Trek guy? Are you an In-N-Out guy or a Whataburger guy? And those
How big of a Whataburger guy are you? Like, do you think In-N-Out's overrated? Me too, bro. Me too.
Those questions are so crucial to our concept of self that it is absurd and disturbing. to the point where, like, if you close, if you close, if you close down all the In-N-Outs, I guarantee people would cry.
I would kill myself.
Would experience genuine.
People would be elated that they never had, or they would be distraught they could not correct the record on In-N-Out any longer.
Well, no, there would be people celebrating. Thank God the terrible burgers are gone.
It's always overrated. It's not. It's overrated. That's overrated. Like, God, come on. You don't know how I rate it.
Being a taste maker is very important in the age of the influencer.
Okay.
Your taste is what matters. Burger tribalism, Dick, is what I'm hearing. And I agree, it's sick. Mm-hmm.
It's Five sick. Guys, for sure. In-N-Out is crazy overrated. And they can agree that either one is overrated, okay? Either Five Guys or In-N-Out is overrated. It's not, they can't say like, well, I prefer five. I like Five Guys because of the fries, you know, because of the bag, because it's guys. I like fantasizing.
Yeah, I like guys. I like the idea of a lot of guys. Yeah. Making my burger.
It's, well, that one's overrated. Five Guys is good. In-N-Out's overrated. Like, just say you like the one. Why do you have to try to, why is everyone a fucking marketing executive these days?
Because that's all we think about is products and consuming them. That's like the only thing.
It's fucking brainwashing.
That's our religion now, is what do you consume?
Are you a tits or an ass guy? Well, asses are overrated.
Yeah.
You know, I'll take tits.
It's just the way it goes.
Yeah, how's your fast food going?
Yeah, I got that Diet Coke bubbles coming up.
Okay, that's my problem.
Great problem, Dick. Now, I've got a problem. Well, we'll see about that. This is a problem that I don't know why. Whenever I mention it, people seem to get salty.
Yeah.
See what I did there? My problem.
Keep going. I'll be right back. I have 1 second.
Okay. My problem, Dick, is a very particular item on the fast food menu, which I think is a little too prevalent.
Cum.
There's too much cum on my local fast food menu. Dick, my problem are French fries.
Huh.
You have a certain look on your face for some reason.
I just...
This is a problem. Is this a problem you've experienced before? Has anyone ever brought this up to you?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. French fries are okay. Sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, I don't understand wanting to eat the same thing for, like, the rest of my life, you know? Like, I feel like burgers, there's a little bit of variety in the toppings and the quality and whatever else. But the fries are always just, it's a potato. And it's fried. It's not, isn't there something better? Isn't there something more?
Well, like carne asada fries, what do you mean?
Well, that's a good point. And we're going to get into some of the different ways that fries can be exciting.
They're all, what do you mean? All fries are different.
No. Well, they're bigger, they're mostly thicker, bad.
They got different oils.
Yeah, and mostly.
Oil.
Yeah, but like.
Muslims don't like the ones that are in beef tallow.
Yeah.
With the hijabs.
Well, I'll like a premium fry. I think Five Guys makes a pretty premium fry with the
overrated.
Peanut oil. Overrated.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm trying to think who makes a truly good fry. I do like a McDonald's fry, kind of.
Yeah.
But the problem with fries is that, I don't know, they're just so bland to me. There's nothing going on there to the point where I would rather almost just have the burger. I usually won't even get fries. I'll just have the burger.
Really?
Fries, it feels like a waste of calories. It's like eating air. It's like I'm getting nothing. Nothing out of it.
I mean, the whole world loves them.
I don't know why. I feel like
they're
just
delicious. What are you talking about?
I feel like, again, it's just like you just eat them because they're there. Like, you don't even think about it. I don't get anything out of that experience.
Man, I will get drunk and drive home, and I will eat like a whole bag of fries.
Well, you have to eat them immediately because that's the worst thing about fries. They're only good for like 10 seconds. And the second they get even slightly cold, it's
throw
like,
them away.
This is, yeah, throw them away. More. They're complete trash. What food is like that? That you can't even like reheat it a little bit or like throw it in an oven? It's like, no, it is impossible.
Pancakes.
To reheat fries. You can reheat a pancake.
Not with all the syrup in it. It's a mush.
That's different. You don't put the syrup on there. But even an untouched French fry. And then I get people and they go, well, you just put it in the air fryer. Bullshit. All you're doing is like adding a little extra crust.
The air fryer is an oven with a fan in it.
I know.
Stop calling it a fucking fryer. It is
not
a fryer. There's
all.
No oil or
it's
anything.
Just
it's just
convection oven.
Convection oven with a fan. God!
It's pretty fun. I've been meaning to bring in air fryers as a problem.
Me too.
Yeah, because everyone's like, wow, it like fries it. I'm like, nothing.
No, it doesn't.
Not at all.
It's an oven.
Not even slightly.
Have you ever had a... make me a French fry. Take a potato and make me a French fry in your fucking air fryer. You shithead.
I guess part of the problem I have with French fries is that it's just considered the default side, so we never get anything.
What, do you want to put like a calzone on the side of your Big Mac?
What happened to onion rings? Onion rings are great. Okay, except for the Burger King ones, which are fucking dog shit. But
the onion rings are 100% the same. There's no deviation.
Onion rings are way better
rings.
Than French fries. A great onion ring will always supersede even the best French fry. Or you ever had the fried zucchini? I mean, there's so many vegetables
dog
out there.
Shit. They get all mushy and they come apart. No, because then you got to see it. Like they come apart, and then you're looking at the zucchini, and you're like, oh, well, now it's all vegetable.
Can I have the option? Why am I always strong armed into fries? Why do we accept that fries are the automatic best side item? I don't agree with that.
You should make your own restaurant.
I should make,
coupons that always work. Yeah. Fried zucchinis.
Fried zucchini. Can I get French fries? Absolutely not. Get out. That will be my answer. You know what I love?
Fries are for Epslers is the name of your restaurant.
Fries are for Epslers.
One of the reasons. Come on down to Fries are for Epslers. My name's Vito. I'm an Epsler, so I can say it.
If you order fries, we kick you in the dick and throw you in the street. I love Wendy's because they give me the option. I can get the baked potato. I can get a cup of chili.
I always wondered who the fuck's eating a baked potato at Wendy's.
The Wendy's baked potato is a great baked potato. Okay. And that's me. It's for me. I take it and I take the butter and the sour cream and make a whole little.
Can you dip it in the Frosty? The baked potato?
No, I don't want to dip it in the Frosty.
Well, that's the best part of having
it. Oh, great. The best thing about French fries, I can dip them in ice cream.
Yeah.
Why don't you dip an onion ring and fucking
disgusting.
Well, that brings up another point is that French fries aren't exciting unless you're doing, again, covering them in garbage. You bring up carne asada fries. Sure, very exciting. I'll enjoy chili cheese fries, poutine, all great stuff. But this,
no one's going to vote up French fries.
I don't care.
There's no one else.
It doesn't matter if I'm happy with just being right. I know you have information already. I know you have information on this, and I don't care because it needs to be said.
Yeah,
French fries are boring. They're bland. They're a waste of calories. You're better off.
Okay, so no more French fries for you.
Most of the time, I don't get French fries, so that's already fine.
Sometimes you do, and you just hate eat them, or what?
If they're like on sale,
what?
If I have a coupon, I'll go.
If you
all
have
right.
a coupon for fries, you'll eat them spitefully.
Sure. Yeah,
and then just I go not enjoy it.
What a waste.
Okay,
I wish those were onion rings. I wish those were fried zucchini. I wish that big potato, let's be real, it's the potato council forcing these things down our throat. They got too many of them.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do with them, and they need to waste away this garbage crop, destroying the American body.
Oh, I see.
They've turned us into potatoes with their disgusting.
So you think fries are overrated?
They're overrated. They're horribly overrated. And then you'll go to, oh my God. I mean, you ever go to like a restaurant, they have those default crinkle cut fries and they don't even fry them. They like bake them or something. They just taste like
that's bullshit.
There's a lot
I hate the crisscross cut fries.
Yes.
And that crap.
There's so much. But people just accept it because people are conditioned to accept shitty fries. I'll say this. If the premium fry, if people demanded a premium fry, this would be a different problem.
What but is people, a premium fry?
People, just like a good, like actually cut from a potato, not like made from
what?
Like pre-constituted potato flakes.
There's no
with the
potato flakes.
Whatever it is, what are the
McDonald's is a it's a cut potato.
I assume it's probably a cut potato.
They don't have like a silly string thing in the back that they're squeezing out.
Somebody's doing that, I'm sure.
I don't think so. Potatoes are pretty cheap.
They make those potato rings or whatever. Yeah. Those are clearly made out of some garbage. I don't think
they just cut a potato in a different way.
No, it's like a potato potato tater tots. Now that's a real problem.
They're all mushed up.
Tater
tots. You don't like tater tots either?
No.
What the fuck are you talking about? You're getting downvoted to oblivion. Tater tots.
A tater tot. If you really fry it up, but then you got to cover it in like chili and cheese and garbage. I'm not gonna just a regular tot. It's trash.
You can't just eat cheese.
Right.
You have to combine it with stuff.
Okay, so French fries are a vehicle for cheese. So cheese is good. French fries are like a spoon. All right, fine.
I guess.
I'd rather have a tortilla chip than a tater tot.
Oh, you want tortilla chips with your Big Mac?
You know what? Maybe I would enjoy that. If they had like little corn fritters, hush puppies or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I just don't think that you need to reinvent this I wish I could say I've never heard of this problem that you're saying, but I have heard about it.
I wish when I went to a fast food place,
yeah,
I didn't feel strong-armed and into French fries. I wish that there was always a secondary option
of zucchini.
Zucchini, onion, fried carrots. I don't fucking know. Tempura, something.
Just potato?
Even sweet potato fries even would be a nice change up.
Wow. Unless they're on sale.
I'm sick of the traditional French fry. French fries
okay.
are the biggest problem in the universe.
Okay, here's my problem. Obviously, I think the biggest problem probably of the whole group, not just of this episode, getting your order wrong.
Oh, my God.
Getting your fast food order wrong. Maybe I'll put that. Getting your fast food
order wrong.
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, never, Dick. I've never had a fast food employee fuck up my order. 90% of the time, they fuck it up.
And they're going for $15 minimum point. Every time Bernie Sanders says it, I'm like,
come on with this.
How do you, with a straight face, say that these motherfuckers deserve any money at all? Let alone $15
yeah.
an hour. You think that for an hour of work, they could buy a meal for what they're bringing to the table? Fucking up orders left and right?
Yeah.
With a smile on. The worst thing is that it's a smile on your face. I wish that every time they give you an order at a fast food place, they would say, sorry, we fucked up your order.
And just hand it over.
That was McDonald's' new slogan. You know what?
Thanks for coming to McDonald's. Go fuck yourself.
No. Just McDonald's.
Sorry, we fucked up your order.
Yeah, we know. Hi, we're here. Hi, I'm Ronald McDonald's.
Ronald McDonald's.
I know we fuck up. We fucked up your order.
Yeah.
I'm talking to every person in the whole world. We've got billions of restaurants. We've served 100 million hamburgers. 100% chance we've fucked up your order. Even if you are if you live in a cave in India and you're wiping your ass with your hand, we probably fucked up your McDonald's order at one point. That's why we're rolling out our new "Sorry we fucked up your order" slogan.
Right.
Come down to McDonald's. Sorry we fucked up your order. And they just hand it over. Sorry we fucked up your order. And you go, that's right. You guys always fuck up my order. And then there's this like, you know you should check it.
Yeah.
But there's this pressure
to just leave the drive-thru line.
Trust the dumbest person you will have met that day.
Yeah.
Into Bernie Sanders' pal over here. Right?
Mm-hmm.
To have not fucked it up, and they, lo and behold, they've fucked it up yet again. Like, it's nothing to them, but it's your entire world. It's your entire fucking world.
I do hate that when I check the bag in the drive, because I will now check the bag before I drive away from the window.
Okay.
And I know they're always like, oh, I didn't fuck it up. And like, a lot of the time when they're right, you know, I know they're like smugly like, yeah, see, I didn't fuck it up. But like, when I get them and they did fuck it up.
Fired.
Yeah,
well, that should be.
I want to see their face when they go, "Oh shit, I'm a fucking idiot."
I'm gonna check it from now on.
Yeah,
and if they mess it up, I'm gonna go, "You're out of here. You're fucking fired. I know the owner of this place. You are fucking fired. You're out. Get your stuff. Clean out your locker. Don't let the
I wanted buttermilk ranch, not honey mustard. Get out of
here."
They do fuck it up.
Did I ever tell you about the funniest thing that ever happened to me at a drive-thru?
What's that?
I was at the Jack in the Box in Hollywood, and I was ordering chicken fingers. And I roll up to the window, and I'm like, hey, could I get some ranch? Could she just give me a bag? I was like, all right. Well, no sauce, of course.
Right.
Why would there be any sauce?
Right.
For these,
for these
chicken tenders.
Dry chicken bits.
Stupid me.
Right.
I said, hey, you, could I get some sauce? And this big black lady comes like, what do you want? I'm like, some ranch? And she goes, ranch? Like, yeah.
Like judging your side choice?
What do you mean ranch? What do you mean ranch? Yeah, what else do you have on the fucking shit? Yes, ranch. She goes, we don't have ranch. Like, you don't have ranch? What do you mean you don't have ranch? She's like ketchup? I'm like, no, the fucking, the white sauce. And she goes, oh, you mean buttermilk.
Buttermilk ranch. What the hell?
What? What do you mean buttermilk?
Buttermilk.
She gave it over, sure enough. Buttermilk.
Does it not say buttermilk ranch?
It does say buttermilk ranch, but I didn't know.
She refers to it as buttermilk.
Yeah, it was a learning moment.
I got an argument at a Wendy's drive-thru where, do you know the little key tag they have that you get a free Junior Frosty with any purchase?
No. Wait, what?
Oh, man, like once a year they sell it, I think around like Halloween key or something. Tag? Yeah, it's like $5. They give you this little tag, and then anytime you go to Wendy's, you can go, give me a little tiny Frosty with whatever I get.
Even if you're a full-grown man?
Yes.
With no kids with you?
Yes.
Wow. And they don't eyeball you?
No, it's like because the money goes to charity. It's like a charity thing.
And they What's give you the
like,
charity?
They give you like a little. It's like a little tiny Frosty. It's like a baby Frosty.
Okay.
It's the Dave's house. You know, every for some reason every fast food person runs a house full of kids
because they're killing kids.
That's why. I think they're all molesting kids.
No,
or
they're killing them.
They're killing them
by feeding
them. There's Ronald McDonald's house. There's fucking Dave Thomas's house.
You see when Ronald McDonald's house kicked that kid out because the dad wasn't vaccinated with that evil heart attack serum that Trump made.
Don't
who
fuck
is
with the
a
clown.
Racist.
Don't fuck with the clown. Point is, I ordered through the app, and the app did not have a way to like say that I had the key tag. So I pull around and I go, hey, I had this order on the app. Also, I have the key tag, so if I can get that free little Frosty. And they go, you have to order something to get the little Frosty. And I go, right, I ordered on the app, so just give me a nickel of ice cream and I'll be on my way. And they go, yeah, you can't use it with the app. And I go, and I look, and I hold it up. All it says is, free with any purchase, get a Junior Frosty. I'm like, would you consider me buying this food on your app a purchase? He goes, yeah. And I go, and if free with every purchase, I obtain a small Frosty.
Right.
Where's the disconnect? And then I had to tell this guy, I'm like,
well, you're fired.
Well, I told him, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to sit here clogging up your drive-thru for the next 30 minutes.
That'll show him.
Or give me a nickel of ice cream. And he's like, all right, fine. Fuck you got to strong arm these fucking people.
Yeah, you got to hit them hard.
No.
Hit them hard. Because they're going to get the minimum wage. They're going to get that minimum wage shit out of us.
Yeah.
And that's going to not only
got it in most places. And isn't California almost there? Or what's California minimum wage?
Probably like $15. Yeah.
Probably. Well, I mean, just to get workers now.
That's going to jack off the price of hamburgers straight through the roof.
It already did.
And they're going to be sitting there. You're going to get your order wrong by some fuck making $15 an hour. Look who's acting like a total asshole now because they feel good about themselves for making that amount of money.
Yeah.
And they're still going to fuck up your order, and they're not even going to care a little bit.
No, the fast food inflation is happening right now, and it's very real.
Yeah.
I went to McDonald's the other day. Well, you know what? I'll save it. Are you done with your problem? You got anything else for the fucking up your order?
I don't know. What would you rather have? What's on our list? Would you rather have woke marketing or no more orders fucked up?
I'd rather, I don't know. I'm not going to knock my own number one problem here.
Okay, that's a yes. For. What's your other big problem that you have?
My other big problem, what,
something
on the board?
About, yeah, something about blackface or
Chinese
something.
Apologies is one.
Chinese apologies. There is nothing, if I was like the devil and I said, what would you give me for if no fast food ever fucked up your order again?
Yeah.
Could I get a hand job out of that? The devil?
Wait, you're saying if you would jerk off the devil?
The devil.
Or the devil.
I would suck the devil's dick.
Well,
if it meant I would never
fuck up a fast food order again.
Fucked up and I'll say this.
I don't know.
Also,
if I'd make that deal.
Old and soggy French fries and stuff and burgers, I count as a fucked up order because they know when they grab them that they're fucked. They can see.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
Maybe it's just
when they give you like a chicken nugget that's clearly been sitting out and you're like, dude.
Maybe it's just minimum wage employees.
Well, we already had minimum wage slaves.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, remember that was my KFC problem. Dumb motherfuckers. See, I'm so glad we did an entire fast food episode because I have so many fast food problems.
You should honestly read through all of them.
Well, I had a bunch of alternates. So let me rapid fire two of them here. As long as we're talking about inflation and such, the death of the dollar menu has been a clear loss in my life.
Okay.
I remember how excited I was as a child, the concept of a dollar menu where all items were considered.
Are you serious?
Oh my God. We would go to the Wendy's or whatever it was, and it's like kids, you got $5.
Yeah.
Go nuts. And it was like a world of possibilities. You're like, am I gonna get two burgers, a chicken nugget, a Frosty, and a Coke? Or am I gonna
get to mix and match?
Yeah. And it all perfectly interchanged like a little puzzle. And there was no hesitation. There was no consideration
math involved.
Math and tax or what. It was just
I never thought that anyone gave up, but I was stunned that the dollar menu is so popular. I never have heard why.
Because it was like a perfect little, I mean, when you're a dumb kid and you're like, oh my God, I can have literally any four. It's not like, oh, if you get the burger, you can no longer get the, it's like, yeah, no, yeah, you get any five things and they're yours.
Okay.
And now it's just this convoluted game of $1.69s and $2.13s and whatever else. Yeah. You never know what you're buying. It used to be so simple and so perfect. And seeing that go by the wayside is a true tragedy, Dick.
Why did it go away?
Inflation, Dick.
Uh-huh.
Inflation, which is a problem on the board already. Trump. Trump did that, of course, along with his Russian pals, Vladimir Putin. Another problem I was considering bringing in. I mean, we'll put these all on the board.
Yeah, go for it.
Breakfast.
Let's get it all out. Get it all out of your system.
Get it all out, Dick. Well, I think I've talked about this with you before, but the concept of the breakfast menu and the harsh time cutoff with no consideration.
Oh, come on. Really? That's what? On your rapid fire one?
Yeah, why?
That's a big problem.
Well, we can go into it. I think this could be a shared one from both of us because I know you've talked about it. At one point, I mean, my whole life has been, that I loved the McDonald's breakfast and they always cut it off at like, I used to be that cut it off at 10. I think they still cut it
11.
Off at 10:30 or 11.
They started
and
fucking
they also
around
fuck around and you don't even know which one.
Up.
I'll show up at 11 and I'm like, it's definitely still breakfast hours. And like, no, it's 10:30.
It's honestly that, the McDonald's breakfast cutoff changing from 11 to maybe 10:30 is the JFK assassination of our generation. It is the worst thing. It made us all feel uncomfortable. It's the worst thing that happened. We don't like thinking about it. It makes us all very irritated.
It's terrible. And they caught
Bobby Kennedy. I don't know. One of them.
And then they arrived like out of nowhere. They're like a beautiful horse from the heavens going, guys, breakfast anytime.
No, you knew that wasn't. First of all, I don't like that.
Why? Well, I had some thoughts about it. That it does.
Well, then it's
like reward slovenliness. It's like there's no longer any reason to strive for anything in your life.
Yeah,
it's giving it all away.
Yeah, because when you're as hungover as me and everyone else and you gets, you wake up and if you can make it to the McDonald's breakfast, you feel
it gives you a reason to live.
Yourself.
It gives you a reason to get up in the morning.
But if you wake up at 2. You're like, I'm a
shit. You realize you're a piece of shit. Yeah, you can define.
But then it also means when you wake up at 10, you're like, it doesn't matter anyway. Like, life has.
Nothing
breakfast
matters.
Breakfast all day is like the stripper saying yes when you say, well, you want to come home with me? And she's like, yes. And you're like, I don't know if I really want that now.
Regardless, it's completely fucked up our psychology because you're right. We did get into the pattern of, I guess I can just have whatever I want whenever I want it and then immediately revert it back. And now I'm like, I don't know where my life is or what I'm supposed to do.
And you also know that it will be shittier because you're like, well, I know that there was a reason you guys had it.
Mm.
You guys had a delineated time when you switched everything over.
Right.
So I know you're cutting corners now.
Exactly. Whenever you got the McDonald's breakfast at night, it always tasted a little worse.
There was some like thousand, there was a little bit of Big Mac on it or something. Like, I don't know what that you guys do, but I know
but
you
just
can't
the lack
do
of flexibility. Like, why can't I roll in at 10:35 and be like, guys, can you crank a couple extra eggs? I don't want a Big Mac. I don't want a quarter pounder.
You know what? The guy waiting at McDonald's at 10:25 in the morning for a chicken sandwich, he can wait.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Why does he want a chicken sandwich this early?
Why is he here?
That guy is, something's wrong with that fucking guy. But 10:25,
my ass.
You're rolling into McDonald's going, ooh, almost chicken sandwich time.
Yeah. Who's beating down? No one has ever beaten down. No one has ever flipped out because they got to McDonald's too early at 10:30 and said, oh, I can't get a fucking Whopper right now. What the fuck?
It's a sad situation. But just, yeah, I'm trying to beat that McDonald's clock. And it's a big problem.
I know.
It's a big problem. And there's no leeway.
No, I told a big story about it on one of my bonus episodes.
Oh, really?
Racing the clock.
Yeah.
And having my girlfriend install the app so we could order it
very smart
ahead of time. But then they fucking hamstrung the app. So you couldn't order if it was too close to the cutoff time. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
So you had to get in the drive-thru, and the clock's racing down. Oh, my God. What episode was this? Where do we find this?
I don't know, like 20 or 60-something.
Well,
bonus episode 60-something.
Well, I had one more problem, Dick.
Okay.
It's a problem that, maybe sounds a little risque, but I think it needs to be addressed. And that's getting stuck behind black people in the drive-thru line. Now, Obviously, I love the African American community.
Risque.
Well,
okay, wait. Let me get the evidence of Vito loves the African American community.
I love the African American community.
War against blackface. That was your problem.
War against blackface. Sure.
Okay. Fear the Black Elf. Okay.
That's definitely pro-black.
That's pro. Let's let me make a pro and anti-black.
How many black problems have I brought in?
Let's see.
I don't think there's that many.
Okay, hold on. Black elf problem, that's pro.
Mm-hmm.
Blackface, that's
that
anti.
A pro blackface.
That's anti.
My pro blackface problem was that I think blackface sheds light on the systematic injustice of blackface.
I wouldn't feel like that if I was black. If I was black, I'd be like, man, fuck you if you're dressing
up
like
you're black. It is pretty funny that I
fucking asshole.
I tried to get another comedian to come on the show, and I'm like, just look at the list of problems. He goes, what are your problems? Is this blackface? And I go, no,
it's anti-blackface. Is the problem is the war against blackface.
Yeah, the war against, that was what he said. That's the problem is that our problem is it
okay.
The problem should be
woke
blackface.
Marketing, that's big anti-black.
Okay, you had the N-word defense.
I'm not over here saying that I'm fucking Mr.
Fine.
Fucking pro MLK
okay,
2
right.
Over here. MLKXXX.
Oh, I did have inventing black inventors. That's an anti-black problem. They need to answer for that.
Inventors?
I saw another fucking video.
The N-word defense? Who did that? Was that me?
That was you!
Okay. Never mind that.
Inventing black inventors. I saw another big video about the black woman who invented the Matrix. I'm like, no, she fucking didn't. Come on. Black people just for some reason.
The 3D movie one really annoyed me.
Yeah.
Hospital, kid-friendly scientism.
I don't know if we have that many more black ones, I hope. Which one's the 19th Amendment? That's women, though.
Yeah, you should know that immediately.
Well, which one's the black? What's the slavery one? 14th?
13th?
I don't know.
Unlucky 13.
Well,
prison rape. That's pro black.
Yeah, I'm helping the black community. And Myth of the Noble Savage, that specifically relates to Native Americans. So
yeah,
that has nothing to do with black people.
True.
Forced diversity in film, maybe anti-black.
Man, yeah, forced diversity.
Oh, hold on.
You got 2-4 right now.
Oh, God. Was the white supremacy scapegoat? Was that one of mine?
Oh, God.
I think it was. That's a little on the line. Yep. White supremacy could go either way. Oh, no.
2-5 now.
2-5? no knock raids.
Back to work. Oh, no, that was mine.
No knock raids. That was the black community has been suffering disproportionately.
Okay.
That's a pro-black problem.
Okay. 3-5.
I like they were trying to figure out if I'm racist based on old problems.
Well, you're the ones bringing it up.
You know what?
Political canonizations, that was me.
No
hot girls, gun control, silver alerts, bad genes.
Boycotts of the week.
Swine.
I want to say rent being too damn high affects a lot of. Wait.
No,
you
don't get that.
Was cash bail one of mine?
No, that's one of mine.
Okay.
Gotta be.
I had wanted to bring that one in.
Animal abuse, Michael Vick.
That doesn't count. Big shits that tear up your asshole. That does a lot to the black community. All right, I'm going to say it's about even.
No, it's not. It's 3-5.
Well, it's only 3-5, depending on how you define them.
Hate hoaxes? Who was that?
That was you.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Most of these are all women stuff.
Well, yeah, I would hope.
Freeway protesters.
That's white people.
Yeah, that's true.
That's white people shit.
Living in the ghetto, that was one of mine. That's definitely pro-black.
Okay. Ghetto.
Boom.
Pro-black.
Yes.
You need one more, and you tied. It's a tie game. One more, and it's a tie game, Vito.
Come on, baby. Where's my pro-black?
That's side hustles? No, that was me. Batman. Finger pain. Oh, that's
stupid
that.
Food trends. Oh, God,
technology.
We're getting into the bad ones.
Uh-oh.
What was
sponsored hate?
What was sponsored hate?
Let's see here.
I don't even remember which one that was.
Sponsored hate was
no knock raids,
the Olympics. Sponsored hate and crack. Well, I brought in crack. Yeah,
I can't even remember.
Anti-Israel.
That's got nothing to do with blacks. There's no black people in Israel. We know this.
Celebrity bands.
All right, the next one's gonna push it over. Getting rid of grease. Smoking is too cool. Smoking disproportionately affects the black community.
No, wrong.
With their menthols and whatever else.
Ewok hate.
You brought in bodegas. That's one of you. That's racist against the black community.
Sour grapes. Politeness words.
Homophobia. Branded button. Now we're getting into the worst ones. Too long of media. Different races. That was me saying we should all be black. That's even. We're even. That's it. And wait, which one's not supporting black businesses? Oh, shit, that was yours against me for not supporting Eric July. But whatever, that's fine.
Different races?
Yeah, different races are a problem because I want everybody to be black.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said we should all be the same color brown to eliminate racism.
You idiot. Fear of a black elf. There you go.
No, you already had that one. That was like the first one you put on the thing.
Races. All right, so you're tied.
It's about equal. I'm going to say it's about
neutral.
Equal.
You're neutral.
Which is why I'm allowed to do this very racist problem. Now, when you go to the drive-thru, Dick, you know, you want to breeze through. You don't want to spend a lot of time waiting in line.
Wow.
But there seems to be a certain...
I have stuff to do. Unlike...
not unlike. I'm sure everybody has stuff to do. But as we've seen, there's a certain type of customer that seems to really want to customize their experience in the fast food line.
Okay.
And that, I would say, is the African-American consumer. Now,
is this true?
That is what I
actually don't know.
This is what I have observed.
Okay.
Is that black people at a drive-thru will typically have a long... complicated and very precise order.
Really?
Yeah. For instance, at a Taco Bell, they may say, I would like a...
You gotta do the voice.
No. I'm doing the exact voice that I think they would do, which is, well, I would like a beef chalupa with no onions, double tomatoes, beans on the side. Let me get... number two cola with half ice.
Oh, wait a minute. I think you're right. Because wasn't McDonald's' new ad like a, I'll take and it was that?
What, like a bunch of, like a long, drawn-out order?
Yeah.
I haven't seen this ad, but...
Yeah, and they always advertise to...
Well, I remember watching a famous instructional video from the 60s, which was How to Sell to the Negro Consumer, I believe was the title of the video. And that was the title of the video. I'm not saying that I would use that word... now, but what I learned from watching that video was that, I mean, we would now use the term African-American. They have a very precise, they know what they want.
What do they want?
Well, that's the thing is they don't want to be.
Are you quoting the video?
A little bit. They don't want to be. They don't want suggestions. First of all. Like if they come in,
get that shit out of here.
In the video, they're like, I want a Maytag washer. And if you said, well, this brand is actually cheaper and more effective.
Get the fuck out of here with that shit. That's what they'll say.
They'll believe historically the black community has been sold cheaper alternatives that were not as effective.
Yeah.
And so they no longer trust. They come in, they know
were
exactly.
They not really as effective, though?
I don't know if that's exactly what happened.
Why would they sell less effective parts.
I think just that they've pushed them onto like cheaper alternatives that were not as reliable. They want brand names. They do love brand names, absolutely. Okay. But they're also very particular about their order. I want to say maybe it's a certain population which has not had the ability.
You know, when you told me this problem in the car, you were way more confident about it.
No, I'm still confident.
Now
I'm just
like
trying to
drowning.
I'm trying to articulate it. I'm trying to put it into context. That historically, these people have suffered from a lack of choices and options.
I want to see you on NPR explaining this with like Ira Glass going, oh, yeah, and here's Fido.
Well,
he's
going to
tell
is,
us about the history of the black consumer. Oh, yeah, so, if I can see this, you see.
Historically, they have not been in a position to make demands, you know, and to have it their way. As Burger King famously says, this is their chance. This is a place where the African-American consumer can truly be king, can truly have it exactly the way they want it, exactly what number of buns or patties or fries or onion rings.
Sorry, so your problem is getting stuck behind black people in the drive-thru?
Yes.
Is it okay?
Because they have very complex orders. that they need to articulate.
I'm afraid that your problem, your little problem fucking chart yeah, that I made okay. here has been blown out forever.
You're
with that problem.
That I've now the racist column is 100%.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I've observed
five to a million.
That when I am behind a black family, I'll go, well, this will probably take longer out of my day
yeah.
than a prior situation. There will often be many people in the car with conflicting orders or correcting orders from the back seat
mm-hmm.
going, nah, nah, I want it with, you know, fries. Make that uh-huh. a medium, double it up.
Yeah.
It's very precise with their ordering because they're in control.
You know what I'm going to throw in here?
Yeah.
How about when you're with somebody? No, you know what? Keep going.
Well, I don't know where else to go with this other than I respect the black community and their desire to have exactly the food order they want with their yeah. minute little
Speed
changes.
It up. Let's go.
Can I get, you know, cilantro sauce instead of the regular sauce? Can I get extra honey mustard? A lot of extra sauces in the African American community. They always want to get a little yeah, extra,
sausage,
little extra bang
delicious.
For their buck.
Sure.
Sure.
You know, we all do.
The utensils and the ketchup and everything.
Give me that fucking buttermilk.
Yes.
Double it up. I'll two
just,
buttermilks.
I just
fill
it,
a fucking 32-ounce cup of buttermilk, please.
When you go to when you go to like a Taco Bell at midnight,
one of those thick straws, the McFlurry straws,
They'll
so
say
I can't
that.
Break it. I'm gonna
They'll
suck
say, don't
down
put it
the
in a regular
fucking...
cup. Put it in a McFlurry cup. I want the bigger straw.
That's awesome. You gotta hammer these people.
Well, all the power
black
to
people,
them.
I implore you, fire these motherfuckers if they fuck up your order. Come on, help us out.
All the power to the black community. It's just. If you're in a hurry, it can be an inconvenience to be behind a African-American family.
Well, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. This has been the biggest problem.
How about somebody giving you your order, their order at the fast food and not telling you the size of the drink that they want in the order?
Yeah.
Honey, I'm going to Jack in the Box. What do you want? Give me two tacos and a Diet Coke.
Well, that could mean anything.
I mean, you want me to just tell them
you
that?
Know, the
I'm going to tell them that, and then I'm going to not say anything
let
else.
Let me get a Coke. What size?
I have no
yes.
idea.
Yes.
I have no idea, because the person who asked me to order for them has never ordered anything ever. And apparently they say this. So they must get the correct thing. Is that on the secret menu?
Maybe
do you guys have a
default
setting?
Yeah.
Have I been wasting... microseconds of my life over 40 years specifying the size of the fucking drink? Is that how you think it works?
You know what I hate? People who order regular Coke. You can just say Coke.
No, they're going to fuck it up, though.
Why? Who hears I want a large Coke and gives you a Diet Coke?
I don't even want to say the word Coke with diet.
Yeah.
I just want that name of that drink to just be called, like, Diet...
Diet super
diet
sludge.
A slur. For,
yeah.
So you'll know when I say, y'all take a Diet K slur, please. Like,
have you
oh,
ever?
Wow.
I've never encountered anyone who gets that wrong. I mean, whatever you're
every
saying,
time.
Everybody gets
every time
every
they
time.
Fuck it up. Every time. Do you drink Diet Coke?
Yes. Yeah, I drink Diet Coke.
Every time?
I'm drinking a Diet Coke right now. 90%
yeah,
of the time.
Yeah, but you also were chugging lemonade directly out of the bottle before we started.
Limeade,
so
it's just because it's hot out and I want a little limeade.
Okay, everybody. Go to vote on these problems.
You know what else is a terrible problem?
What?
And one last one. Would you order a Sprite and there's no way for them to tell whether or not the syrup's hooked up because it's clear? So they hand you what they think is a Sprite, but it's just seltzer water.
Not even Sprite.
The fake out Sprite.
Fake Sprite. Fake out.
That happens way too often. I drive away and I take a sip of the Sprite and I go, this is just seltzer! Fuck!
But they could do it. They could put a color like they if they can detect rape drinks, they
yeah.
can detect if there's Sprite syrup.
Just add
in there.
Color to Sprite at this point. It's clearly causing more problems than
what? Well, what like cum color?
Like a little green, like a little or yellow.
Mountain
Dew. Yellow then.
People wouldn't want.
I guess there are no yellow soft drinks, huh?
Yeah.
No, there's pineapple soda, but
that's not successful because it looks like piss.
You ever drink a cactus cooler?
I was addicted to cactus
oh
cooler.
Oh my
when I was a
God,
kid.
I love that shit.
I'd go through six packs. Okay, what are our problems?
French fries.
Fuck, what were mine?
You had fucking up your drive-thru order.
Oh yeah, I'm getting the order wrong. Getting the fast food order wrong. French fries.
Goes back to Dick.
What was my first problem?
Oh, burger.
Burger tribalism.
Yes.
Burger tribalism.
I had the death of the dollar menu.
Okay, I got that. Death of dollar menu.
McDonald's breakfast hours.
McDonald's breakfast cutoff. Getting
stuck by an African American gentleman in the drive-through.
Okay. Not saying the size of the drink. Okay.
And fake Sprite.
Fake out Sprite.
Yeah. We got a lot of good ones.
Go to biggestproblem.show.
Show. I like the scattershot format. a lot of food stuff I got to get out of me. And now I can finally get it out in the open and not get a bunch of comments about, I can't believe we did another food problem this week.
I've never seen the kind of engagement we got on this one.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, when you posted on Twitter, hey, what are your fast food problems? Like 100 responses instantly.
It is literally 100.
Which is why everyone is bullshit who goes, I can't believe you're doing food problems. And I go, dude, like 50% of your life is spent like eating and shitting and whatever. Like eating problems and shitting problems and sleeping problems should be like 90% of the problems on the board.
Well, most half of my life has been drinking. That's why I bring it.
That's true.
Somebody even said, who's going to die first, Vito from eating or Dick from drinking? I'm like, well, that's
a race. It's a race.
That's a good point.
I think I got you edged out a little bit with the obesity, but we'll see.
Oh, because you think you're fatter than I drink?
I think so.
I do a lot of drugs, too, though. So, and I'm older than you.
That's true. The drugs might give you the edge.
Your wife or girlfriend not knowing what she wants. Oh, Antoids.
Not knowing what she wants when you get to the speaker box.
Lydia says thick, short fries instead of long, thin ones. I bet I don't know.
All fries are bad.
Nick Rakita says when you go to the drive-thru and they make you pull ahead and wait for some jackass to bring you.
Oh, God.
No, Nick, then you know it's going to be fresh.
That's true.
That's efficient.
That's true.
What do you need to be there? Like, you own the fucking window?
It's true that you're going to get the freshest food.
And then not getting enough sauce cups.
Yeah.
Too much ice in your drink. Oh, my God. When you're fucking chiseling. If you pull your straw out and you try to put it back in, it's like, well, it's a fucking statue of ice in there now.
You want to know what you want to know what I do?
What?
I'm a no ice guy. Every time I go, no ice, the drink's already cold coming out of the tap.
Yeah, well.
And if I want more ice, I'll go home and I'll put more ice in it.
No, that's crazy.
The amount of beverage you lose to the ice is insane. Like, you are completely short-selling yourself when you let them determine the ice level.
You know what I do? No ice, and I get a free cup of ice.
Ooh.
On the side.
And I use my Frosty Key Tank.
I say no ice on that Diet Coke, and then can I
get
have a free
separate cup of ice?
Water-sized cup of ice, and then I combine it.
And then they scream, he's destroyed us.
I say, can you pretend that you work at a bar in Hollywood when you measure that ice, and that it's made out of vodka that costs you $13 a bottle.
Here's another
measuring
thing.
It out like you're fucking Bill Beekman.
You know what else is great about the no ice thing? Is the satisfaction of telling them no ice. You pull up, they hand you a cup of a drink with a bunch of ice in it, and you get to look them dead in the eye and you go, I asked for no ice. And they know that they're wrong and they can't say shit about it. And you get to watch them shamefaced turn back and dump the whole thing out and do it all over again. Oh, God, the power of it. It's incredible.
A lot of forgetting sauces stuff.
What do you think about when they ask for your name at, like, a fast food place? I've been going to that Cane's Chicken place. They always want your name in the drive-thru.
I say my name's Fart.
I was like, what happens if I tell them my name is, like an Ensler? Like,
Well, go for it.
I kind of want to try it.
Well, I don't think that will work out for you.
If I say my name is Ensler Efsler, like...
You know, this goes on your permanent record that I'm keeping over here. Okay?
No, you can't have is Vito racist board? That's not fair.
5-7 now.
Right. Everyone at home,
races.
Bring. I want you to send in Vito's great moments in racial philanthropy and remind us of all the times I have been a friend to the people of the world. Because I know they're out there and I just have forgotten them.
Okay, let's do some voicemails and then we have to do...
Their actual
the regular show.
Yeah.
Which, fuck, I should have set more bombs for us, but whatever.
It's going to be great.
Vito, not even going to shit on you. This is one fat Italian piece of shit to another. You gotta just work out, man. The biggest problem
is every voicemail gonna be this?
Like,
you gotta
not
work out.
Doing it. You always find an excuse, even if you're not trying to dodge it. You just gotta do it. Carve out an hour a day, work out. Put it in your fucking
calendar
or your phone. Just 1 hour a day, make a schedule, do it. Because if you go to a day, it's like, I don't feel like going to the gym today, that's when you stop doing it. It's the same. You gotta get the ball rolling, man.
You gotta get the ball rolling.
People are so fucking fat and lazy. They're going to find an excuse. Just do it. I know you're busy. 1 hour a day. That's all it takes.
Notice he said make a schedule.
Yeah, make a schedule.
Yeah, okay.
That guy's an idiot.
I'm not making.
He's fat.
I've been trying. Look, do you think I have not spent like 10 years trying to figure out how to live my life on a schedule? I don't know how to do it.
Not from the looks of it, no.
I have set up schedules. I've just... My body, you know what? I'm not even going to make excuses.
Oh, look, here's a fast food voicemail.
Okay.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Vito. Turkey sandwich here. Short and sweet problem this week. It's fast food cup lids, specifically like the distribution method. I think we had this one already.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry.
Because we were confused. We're like, oh, yeah, how they don't like fit on the cup. And then he was talking about how they distribute them.
Okay, fuck them.
Still a good problem.
My problem is the Walmart greeter. Every single time I walk into a Walmart, there's two entrances and there's a greeter on each side. And you always have to, they always fucking say hi or some bullshit. And
fucking
if they just
assholes.
Fired both those people, they could pay like everyone else in the store like $1.50 or $2 more an hour.
No.
Because the greeter doesn't do shit. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to go in the store and get my shit and leave and not talk to anyone.
Well, you can
That's
still do
I
that.
That's what I want. And I know that these people are just sitting there and getting paid $15 an hour.
No, they're not.
To do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, thanks
to
Bernie Sanders.
No. The greeters are always either retarded guys or disabled guys because under the law, you can pay them less.
Well, you shouldn't pay them at all.
Well, I honestly don't think Walmart does pay them at all. I think it's all paid for by the government.
Yeah, you get money.
Yeah.
By putting retarded people in your store, and then we have to deal with them.
That's all my mom's job is finding places that will let retarded people stand around and do nothing and get free money from the government.
I fucking am so annoyed at retarded people working places, and I can't believe that.
Oh, man, she has some great stories
from your mother
about how incredibly incompetent all of these people are.
Oh, you think?
Well, what is she going to do? She's paid to find them a job. They go there. They fuck things up for like a month or two. They fuck things up for a month or two, and then she has to find them another job. And the same person, she will just move from job to job over 30 years because they're completely incompetent and useless.
And she gets paid.
And she gets paid from the government.
And the business gets a check from the government.
Everybody gets a little bit of money to fuck up businesses with retarded people who don't know how to work.
My day.
Yeah, basically.
I feel like that guy has been following me around place to place my entire life.
Probably has.
Fucking up my time.
Because they can't stay anywhere for more than a month because they end up like shitting in their pants or jerking off at work. And she goes, okay, you can't work in a school anymore. Maybe you can bag groceries.
What? How did a Republican make this happen?
I don't know. It's Massachusetts, so probably not. Sorry, I was hugging.
Can she put him
Democrats.
To work at like a smelting factory or something?
Maybe they'll fall into the lava.
Well, I don't know. I mean, don't get too close.
Well, that's her job. She does a good. She does a good job. Filling the world.
I can't fucking.
The biggest problem in the universe is lazy M slurs. M as in Mexican.
Oh,
who had a great podcast streak going for years every week.
Okay.
Years, something like that, and then they missed 1 year because them with their genetically superior unvaccinated DNA get COVID.
Oh,
they knocked out
my.
So bad that they can't do an episode 1 week, and suddenly the streak is broken.
Yeah, sick.
And now they think it's fine to just take weeks off here and there and miss some shows. Just because
fuck
you broke
you.
The streak once. Or them, not anyone in particular.
Suck
I'm
one,
I'm giving
dick.
You $10 a month between the two Patreons. I'm paying you to talk into a microphone.
It's not enough.
Job
I have
on
a $20 level.
And what do? They go out in the desert and they do drugs.
I did an episode from the fucking desert.
We're getting stuck with shitty call-in shows. I think he gets all of the Patreon money this month for
I should get all the Patreon money. Thank you.
Having to put up with.
I kind of agree.
You better say M a little more clearly.
Yeah.
I like what he said.
I should get most of the money. I have to agree with those sentiments.
We should have a contest.
Yeah.
A weight loss contest.
No. I don't like that at all.
Okay, last one.
How about that one that says, I agree with Vito? That could be fun.
Sometimes I label them, yeah. So you will pick them.
I'll get tricked.
Yeah.
I actually agree with Vito for once. I do think that literally anyone else could spend Vito's money on something better than he could.
I don't know when I said that, but you might have a point.
Think about the government.
The government
probably
should be spending my money.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. What a show.
Okay, do we put up that that thing for the bonus episode?
I mean, yeah, why not, real quick. I want to thank all our biggest supporters on the Patreon. You're listening to this on Patreon, so you know who you are. But thanks for supporting the show.
Unless you're pirating it, in which case I hope you get hit by a drunk driver while you're listening to this on the way home.
Well, we don't like it. You can give us $5. We're keeping it cheap. We haven't even raised the price for an inflation. Should be $7 at this point. 8% inflation we're at. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
My God. My God. Well, there's our top supporters. We love all of you. And we'll have more bonus episodes coming your way. Don't forget to send in voicemails.
Who's winning? Who's winning in the supporter?
I think it's like neck and neck. I think we're like, I'll have to count it up.
Why is that?
Because people like us.
Yeah, but why?
You could count it up some other time.
Pig feeler. Higgly wiggly. Higgly.
Well, you can try to figure out maybe you like your guys more. Justin Gomez is one of mine. I got Darius. I got the Pokemon guy.
I
got
banned from the my bonus
show. Oh, is he? Shark Slippers is one of mine. Jimmy Schmitz from Star Wars is one of mine.
Sorry, from Star Wars? That's where Jimmy Schmitz is from?
Yeah, of course. From, what do you call it? Princess Leia's dad. It's Jimmy Schmitz!
Oh.
Red Letter Media.
Oh, wow. King of... Or what was his name? Organo. Yeah, Schmarnitz Organo.
Ball Organo.
Ball Organo. Here's a little
Organo
baby or something. Oh, yeah. My fucking wife and I are going to look at this on Planet Mexico. All right. make sure she's a huge cunt when you raise her up.
What's great about the new Star Wars show? No babies. No little kids.
So was Jimmy Schmitz freaking out when Leia was kidnapped and tortured and stuff? Was he like going, oh my God, Dios mio, Jose.
In the main movies or the little baby?
No, the
Obi-Wan
main movies. Jimmy Schmitz was still around, right?
No, he got killed on Alderaan.
Huh? So Jimmy Schmitz dies?
Yeah, he gets blown up on Alderaan.
But before that, she was already kidnapped. So is Jimmy Schmitz freaking out?
Yeah, he was probably
so
freaking
Jimmy
out.
Jimmy Schmitz died with his daughter being kidnapped and raped.
Yeah, and going, oh, my madre. Oh, no.
He died. And I'm going, God, why did you forsaken me?
Why are you taking my girl?
Don't you think
so
that's fucked?
Bad.
I can do the accent because I'm Mexican. You cannot.
I don't like that rule.
Mexican. Well, what do you mean you don't like that rule?
I feel like all racist accents should be available to all people.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear a Mexican accent that you have.
Oh, hey, make a taco, good time. Me so sleepy. I wish my daughter was not on Death Star.
It's getting better.
Oh, it's so sad for me and my familia.
Yeah.
Mi madre es so sad.
All right, goodbye, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. What a show.